With 49 miles of waterfront, dozens of docks, and hundreds of ships from all around the world dropping off and picking up goods, the Port of Duluth Superior has a lot to make secure. The Marine Transportation Security Act makes sure all ports, big and small, assess risks and come up with a plan to make sure things are more secure. Duluth Superior Port Security Official Captain Ray Skelton has been working with Washington on these new regulations. He doesn't expect any surprises.
The final regs, if they came out that we have to have armed guards on piles of limestone, I go back to Washington and start a fight. But if everything stays reasonable, then we just go ahead and comply.
Security may mean some guards, surveillance cameras, fences, and alarms. Skelton says these things are costing ports without much help from those making up the new rules.
Well, they're definitely a problem for ports. Bear in mind that the port grant system through the Marine Transportation Security Act amounts to a grand total of $150 million to date. It's estimated that the first go-around for the ports of the United States, and we're talking about the larger ports, is going to be someplace in the neighborhood of $4 billion of improvements. So, yes, it's definitely a concern.
Skelton won't say how much Duluth Superior has spent, but he says so far they've had to foot the bill. Ports will have 1 year to comply with the Marine Transportation Security Act. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.